Welcome to the podcast of the HOB Erasmus Plus Youth e-learning platform, fostering e-learning in youth work around Europe and beyond.
Hi everyone, and welcome to this podcast episode about nature in online and hybrid learning. My name is Sara Marzo. I'm a youth worker, project coordinator, trainer, and ecosomatic coach. Since 14 years, I'm active in the youth work sector, and I'm one of the founders of Vulcanica Mente organization that is based in south of Italy. What do I do in my life? I love to create spaces for growth and learning where people can reconnect to themselves, to others, and to nature. And I do it through mindfulness, ecosomatic practices, and creativity in order to create a more ecological relationship with this planet. And as part of my job, I also create educational material like booklet, cards, online learning courses, and of course, also podcasts. Actually, I love doing podcasts. And today, I have the chance to speak in this podcast and to bring you my personal and professional experience in service of this very important question. How can we expand and deepen our connection to nature, even in online and hybrid learning? And why this question? This is quite an important question. And in this question, you already find some important aspects to explore. First of all, in this podcast, we will explore what are the impacts of online learning on us. And then what is about this connection and disconnection from nature? And I will also bring a possible solution, a possible antidote to this disconnection from nature. You will receive some theoretical inputs and some tips and practices to apply in your life as a learner and as a facilitator in online educational programs. And I will try to be as much as possible experiential to offer you something that is more dynamic and interactive. Are you ready? Are you up to it? I hope so. If you're ready, let's start having a look at the society we live in. It's a society where online and hybrid learning are more and more widespread. We learn more and more with digital devices and with technology. Okay, there are books, but even books are digital. We learn more and more through videos, audios, online articles, podcasts, online courses, and even social media. I find myself learning a lot also in very useful social media pages. And it's amazing, right? It is a wow for me. Shifting from a more analogical world where I was born into this more technological and digital world is such an experience. I'm amazed also by the AI and its potential. It's crazy what is happening, and it's really unbelievable. But at the same time, this has a price. What we are living is that we are paying the price of a disconnection. We are connected to the best Wi-Fi, but sometimes we feel more disconnected than ever. Firstly, disconnected from our body. When we are online and learning, we forget to drink, to eat, to move, to stretch. Our breath is shallow. We are disconnected from our body. Then we are disconnected from time. We lose track of time. We don't know, but we have been maybe 4 hours in front of the computer and the time passed away. And also we struggle with attention, with concentration and distraction. We hyper-focus like nothing else is existing, and at the same time we are hyper, very distracted by new tabs, notifications, email. It's a world with an infinite amount of information, a never-ending online world, like a labyrinth. And sometimes this is tiring. This is creating what we call digital fatigue, a sensation of overwhelm where we are exhausted physically, emotionally, cognitively. We are really tired and disconnected. And sometimes, really, we also lose the track of the day. Something happened around us. The day passed, the sun was there, people around us, a leaf fell off of the tree, and we didn't notice because we were somewhere else. But okay, there are not only bad news, there is also a good news, in my opinion, because the way we engage in online learning can be different. It's not only about what we learn, when we learn, and where we learn. It is also about how we learn, how we decide to learn, and how we decide to stay connected with ourselves and with nature while learning online. Not only connected online, but also a deep connection with something else. And when I speak about this, I bring you a new perspective. A perspective that is bringing us to look at the world in a different way. Because when I speak about nature, first of all, I speak about us. We are the human part of nature. So the first thing is to connect to our human nature, to our own body. And secondly, is to switch from this anthropocentric point of view, where we are above everything, to a more ecocentric point of view, where we exist and we are part of the web of life, as Joanna Macy says, an eco-philosopher, and we are part of this web of life. We belong, we are interdependent, and we can be in relationship. So first thing, connecting to your body, stop now. And ask yourself, how I am? What do I need? How is my mind, my body, my heart? A little check in. And for me, for example, I'm realizing I need a bit of a stretch in my neck. And I give it to myself. And by reconnecting to my human nature, my body, I start to feel again a bit of refreshment and a bit more presence. And you, how do you feel? And again, how can we connect now, not only to our human body, but more to nature? And here I come with another important concept. It is biophilia. Have you ever heard biophilia? Bio, life, philia. Love, friendship, from the Greek. So the love for life, love for nature, for what is alive. And when doing online learning, we can still cultivate biophilia. We can really cultivate this innate love we have as human beings for nature, curiosity we have, the fascination, this feeling of belonging and affiliation that the father of deep ecology, Arne Naess, is talking about. And how can we do it? How can we do it? And this is the important question. For me, we can only do it by staying in relationship. Even if indoor, in online learning, with artificial light, with limited time, we can deepen our connection to nature trying to stay in relationship with ourselves and with the other beings. And here I come with some possible ways to do so. Are you ready to take note? First of all, when learning online, I invite you to take nature breaks. So you have a break, go into nature, go on the balcony and enjoy a bit of sun, go for a walk in the park, stay a bit in nature. And it is not about really the time you have, the quantity of time. It is about the presence you bring, the quality of presence you bring in the time you are in nature. John Young, a nature mentor, is talking about this. It's not the quantity, but the quality of presence we bring into the world that can make the difference. So this is the how. Go in nature, but in this way, with this curiosity, awakening your biophilia feeling. And now let's go on with something maybe that you can do also at home while somehow learning or facilitating online programs. The first practice I suggest is a very simple one, and it is connect with the view outside of your window. You might have a window you're close to while you're studying, learning, facilitating. And daily, sometimes take a time to look outside the window and notice what is going on. The tree that is losing some leaves, the color of the light, new plants, new birds, where the sun is setting, when the sun is rising, the changing of season. Look like a child, you know, in astonishment. And at the same time, look like an adult that is looking at a child growing up, like a tree that is growing. And this can really help you to refresh for a moment and reconnect with the outside world. And for me, it helped a lot during COVID times because I was not allowed to go out, but through the noticing outside the window, I could stay grounded and connected with the time passing. Second practice I suggest you is take your eyes off of the screen and look at the horizon. Lose your sight in an infinite view. We look a lot at our screens, so we use only the close sight, but I invite you to look farther, to train your eyes again to see beyond. And this helps our eyes, but helps us to reconnect with this sense of perspective, changing perspective, widening our perspective. And neuroscientifically speaking, is also giving you a boost of dopamine and a bit of motivation. And what else? What else? Two more practices, if you still have time. And another practice can be connect with the plant in your house. And if you don't have one, get one. And stay in relationship with this plant. Notice the plant growing up every day, the consistency, the texture of the plant, what the plant needs, space, care, water, light. And stay in relationship. Learn a lot about the plant, its legends, properties, as a medicine. Really stay in connection with the plant. And I invite you also to see the many studies that now are done about the intelligence of the plants. And that sometimes the plants we have are also mirroring our states. For example, participants said that had a very interesting relationship with his basil. When the basil was black, he was also neglecting himself. So plants can really put ourselves in touch with something we really need. And last but not least, you can connect with nature, connecting with your pet. If you have a cat or a dog or any other animal, in your house, you can spend some time in relationship with the animal, and you can explore the senses, you know, while touching the cat, the sense of touch, or the hearing of the purring of the cat, or the smell, and anything that can ground you more in the present moment and bring yourself a bit out of the screen. And you can do it while learning online, facilitating, or you can do also in the break. And again, everything is a way to take out ourselves from this alienation feeling and bring us again in this deep connection that we belong and we are part of a nature and we are part of a web of life. And to conclude, just want to say that you can do as a learner, but also as a facilitator, trying to insert these practices in your life. And it's important, first of all, to practice in yourself before offering. And you will see that it's really changing the quality of your online learning. And to close, I want to thank you, to remind you that in HOP you find also a mindfulness e-course for youth, where there is a module about mindfulness in nature and some activities on how to connect with nature as well. And thank you so much for listening, and see you next time. And I offer you a last question to deepen your connection with nature. And the question is, which natural being or element is waiting for you to start a new, deeper relationship? May you find it or be found by it, and may you enjoy this new friendship and connection, this new relationship in your life. Thank you a lot for listening, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of the HOP Erasmus Plus Youth e-learning platform. More episodes and inspiring materials about e-learning curated for the needs of youth workers are available on our Facebook page. Visit HOP Platform and stay tuned.